Folks, if you'd like to read Psalm 27 with me, and if you've got your Bibles, great. Father, we just thank you for your word and pray that you'll speak to us through your word and grow us as worshippers, Lord, I pray. Let us know more of your heart and more of your hand. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. One day recently, I picked up my guitar and was having a bit of a play and sing. I have a sort of file of songs, and I came to a song that I used to sing many years ago by a guy called Andy Park. For those of you who may not have heard of him, he was one of the main songwriters in the early days of the Vineyard movement. And those days were days of great influence on me. The teaching of a guy called John Wimber had a profound impact. And the music that he brought from the USA to the UK, in which Andy Park was a key player, was just so moving. I think many of you will probably remember the time as well. Many songs were introduced into the life of the British church, which enabled us to sing to God, not just about God. You know, rather than just immortal, invisible, God only wise, we were singing, I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. And they helped us express love and adoration to the Lord with a tenderness that hadn't been common practice at the time. And the song I picked up was the one called One Thing I Ask. And I'm just going to share the words with you via the screen. One thing I ask, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in your house, O Lord. All of my days, all of my life, that I may see you, Lord. Hear me, Lord, hear me when I cry. Lord, do not hide your face from me. You have been my strength, you have been my shield, and you will lift me up. One thing I ask, one thing I desire, is to see you. Just to see you. And you can see in those words, if you don't know them, I'm sure that they echo verse 4 of the psalm we've just read, Psalm 27, where David was speaking of a desire to dwell in God's house. Now, as we've already been reminded, God isn't restricted to one single place. But for house, how about reading, being in the company, being in the place where those who genuinely want to know and seek and find the presence of the living God amongst them come together. Those who love Jesus and are giving their all to follow him. It's what church should be, really. A place where together we're just seeking to know him and see him, to hunger for more of him. And as I sang the song, I have to tell you that I welled up and I found that tears clouded my eyes. And I thought, gosh, why has that happened? And I think in part I realized it's because I'm missing meeting in person with you guys. I'm missing, as has been said, the physical, coming together of the people of God, being with the people of God, seeking more of his presence and enjoying those moments that I know I've experienced corporately in the past on a number of occasions, precious moments when being with church suddenly brings about such a sense of the closeness of God. And I guess a longing for that connected to when it had happened before. The past came into the present. There was a hunger and an ache within me to physically be with God's people, seeking, dwelling, gazing. Knowing God's presence as a tangible reality in the company of his people. And I hope you've known such times where, you just experience in corporate worship something that is so incredibly lifting, magnificent. There's a sense of holiness which is beyond words. There's just like a capturing and an enfolding of being in the presence of God. And it just draws out a response of praise and awe, of silence. Even stillness, there's just a desire to stay in the timelessness of God's majesty, glory, holiness, his indescribable beauty, his color and his light. And all of this so often accompanied by a heaven-like quality of singing with expressions of praise and the sound of tongues filling the air, because it's so often in those moments that people sing in tongues and it just sounds so beautiful, so magnificent. A meeting together that really does become a foretaste of the fullness of heaven on earth. Oh, I've known several moments like that, and what moments there have been. And I know they will be again, they will happen again, when in corporate worship, we're gifted to enter into an overwhelming sense and awareness of the presence of God. And I hope you've known such moments, or will know such moments, perhaps because God is God, even in a Zoom meeting, though it's just not the same, is it, as physically meeting together. But let's be certain that if we seek him with our all, those times will happen again. And I don't know about you, but I think that nothing matches such a time, absolutely nothing. For there is no one like our God and Jesus, his Son, our Lord, our Saviour and our friend. Hallelujah. But of course, present circumstances are not allowing us to be together physically, and they're testing and they're trying. And in the current context right now, everything seems to be against us. you know, coming together physically and seeing this kind of thing happen. The long haul of all that is involved in dealing with this COVID pandemic, I have to admit, has been affecting me recently, perhaps because of entering into the stricter regime we now have in County Durham, not being able to do what we want in terms of meeting with friends and going out, missing the company of family and others. And on top of that, there are other things that have happened in the last few months that some of you know about that haven't been so good either. Mum, speeding offences, Laura, physical niggles for both Anne and I. It's not been a good time. But thank goodness we can be honest with God. And hopefully, particularly if you're not at a good place at the moment, we should be able to be honest with one another. And I have to say, it has been good over the last few weeks, the way sort of people have shared together over Zoom. Keep going, because, you know, we're supposed to be his people, his body, here for one another. And that's a good thing. And if you struggle with sharing on Zoom, how about getting a little group going, you know, a little support group, even if it's over the phone or via text or WhatsApp or Skype or Google, just do it in some way. In aching personally for the return of physical meetings and feeling a little bit overwhelmed by what is going on at the moment, I looked at the psalm that had inspired Andy Park's song. And was suddenly struck by, actually, the context of Psalm 27. And then it started making connections with today and the similar circumstances that we're all experiencing. David made such a positive declaration when he was facing the circumstances that he was. And just look at what they are. His enemies and foes are advancing against him. An army is besieging him. War is breaking out against him. He's in trouble. He's surrounded by those hostile to him. He feels like God is hiding his face, that he's going to be rejected and forsaken. He feels like those who are very close to him, whom he loves, have turned away. He feels like he's going to be handed over to his foes, to those who are false and make malicious accusations. So actually, it's an understatement to say that this wasn't a good time for David. He knows what it's like to live and wrestle with those kind of things. And let's not forget that in what God went for us in our Lord Jesus, and God knows what it's like for us now. The background to the psalm is a time when David is hiding in the wilderness. He's been a musician in the royal court, but now the king has turned against him. He's being hunted down. His life is in danger. He's on the run. Just have a look at this brief resume of the moment in the verses of 1 Samuel 23. David and his men were in the desert of, not quite sure how to pronounce this, Ma'on, I think, in the Arabah, south of Jeshimon. Saul and his men began the search, and when David was told about it, he went down to the rock and stayed in the desert of Ma'on. When Saul heard this, he went into the desert in pursuit of David. Saul was going along one side of the mountain, and David and his men were on the other side, hurrying to get away from Saul. In other words, his life was in danger. This was not good. And if David got caught, it would have been the end. Saul would have killed him. It was that bad. Help but see this in personal terms, not that I'm in danger of being killed, but I hope you can identify with me in relation to sort of some of the other things, you know. And I just felt it was like I was on sort of one side of the mountain, David's side. And from one point of view, I can look out and the view is great, you know. But out there somewhere, and for David, it was around the other side of the mountain, there are enemies and foes advancing. There's a virus causing fear and sickness. There are other troubles of all sorts of types. And I'm not sure, we're not sure how to defend ourselves. We might get caught. And friends and family and those we love are beyond our reach. These kind of things can get overwhelming. What are we going to do? Well, how about doing the same things that David did and make the declarations that he did? Declare, the Lord is our light and salvation, the stronghold of our lives. It's the enemy of fear who is going to fall. I'm going to be confident in the Lord. I'm going to trust him that I will be back in the physical company of his people in his house. He will keep me safe. I will again shout for joy and sing and make music. I won't be totally forsaken or rejected. I will know his ways and see his goodness. I will wait for the Lord. I will be strong and take heart. And you know, you've got your Bibles. Can I encourage you to sort of go back to that psalm and do those, make that sort of those statements of declaration with me, especially if you're feeling in a place where it's all getting a bit much. Such a declaration, such a trust and confidence in the Lord is, it's not the misguided act of somebody who needs something to lean on or the medical equivalent of a placebo. The Lord we trust is the Lord who has acted in history, is the Lord who came to us in Jesus, is the Lord who will act again. And if David could say those things with such confidence, how much more can we as the people of Jesus? For there is nothing that Jesus hasn't conquered on the cross that we won't be able to conquer in him. Praise God. The light of the world defeated every single one of the powers of darkness, defeated all fear, defeated all hopelessness. He is our light. He is our overcomer. And we are overcomers in him. The Old Testament, the person of Jesus, and millions of lives over the course of thousands of years of history stand witness to that. And so will we. The Lord is our light and our salvation. He is the stronghold of our lives. Let's be strong and take heart. Amen.